Have you ever wondered how everything began? What's the origin of this universe? What's the origin of life on planet Earth? What about how everything seems just right for supporting life? Scientists have certainly pondered over these questions, and in some cases, they're making strides. Counterfactual analysis led some physicists to question, what if things were different? What if we were able to make some alterations to some of the fundamental parameters? What if we were given the liberty and the opportunity to tweak some of those values? What if the electric charge of the electron was a little bit different? What if the mass of the proton was a little bit different? What if some of life's complex biomolecules had a different structure and developed in a different way? What scientists found was so baffling, and that is a stunning level of fine-tuning in so many aspects of this universe that it precluded any possibility that all of this arose by a chance event. In fact, the instances of fine-tuning and the so-called coincidences were so numerous that some scientists became comfortable in espousing the view, rather anthropically, that everything happened in order for life to emerge on planet Earth. But even those who did not accept purposeful design had to concede that the level of fine-tuning was too staggering, that all of this could have been the result of mere contingency. For many physicists and cosmologists, it seems they thought even speaking about God was a cop-out, was an easy way out, so that they don't have to perform deeper scientific investigation and all the arduous calculations that that entails. But is that really the case? An alternative explanation would be that God Almighty wanted us to search, wanted us to look for the truth, wanted us to investigate and to try to uncover the marvels of the cosmos. And for that, many scientists have been looking backwards, traversing billions of light years in space-time to try to describe what happened at that first moment, at that first instant, in the most minuscule fractions of a second. How do you begin when space-time isn't even defined? This is the question. For many, the suitable response was a singularity, a point of infinite space-time curvature. But that absolute point also brought about with it some problems and problematic questions. With the help of quantum theory, some decided to fuzzy out that absolute singularity and make it more like a boundary, so that we would have to avoid the embarrassing question of, well, what happened before that, if it was such an absolute point in time. But that itself also engendered another difficult question, and that is, if that is an acceptable explanation for how we transition from nothing to something, then it begs the question, why didn't that happen again? Why doesn't it repeat itself? Why doesn't it happen frequently? Why did it happen only once? Or was there something written on that first instance that this mechanism of transitioning from nothing to something can only happen once? For that reason, many people realize that there must be an agent, and that's what we call God. Geology and the like. Take the example of the simple cell, an intricately complex miniature factory with pumps and motors, turbines and propellers, and other similar machinery that you find in modern plants and workshops. And then you have sophisticated intercellular chemical communication as well. Take so many of the biomolecules, the genetic code, the DNA, the integrated protein complexes, all of this could not have arisen through non-random mutations and natural selection. In fact, it has been shown that the probability is so minute that evolutionary random mutations and natural selection could spawn the elaborately complex biological organisms that we see today, that even billions of years couldn't turn that probability into a reality. But going back to the issue of fine-tuning, we should know that that is not only restricted to laws and unique properties, it also extends to critical conditions and events. And though those are very numerous, maybe we'll just take the example of our location, the location of planet Earth, which made life possible. Take our location in the solar system, the fact that we are in just the right place in the habitable zone. You may say, well, we're discovering exoplanets in other solar systems that are also in the habitable zones. Well, do they support life? And this is where we come to the issue of Earth's atmosphere. So many other planets are devoid of an atmosphere, or don't have the appropriate atmosphere that would support life. Furthermore, our location even in the galaxy itself, that is very unique. And this is why astrophysicists commented on the unique location of Earth in the galaxy itself, not being too close to the center nor at the perimeter. And this also is critical for the emergence of life. In all honesty, each one of the instances of fine-tuning and critical conditions and events that we mentioned, each one of those is enough to make the argument. But then when you take all of that together and how it converges to make life possible, then that eliminates any shred of doubt that it was purposeful design and that the goal was for intelligent life to emerge. Let's look at another example, but this time that of the weak nuclear force. This time, not in relation to the production of carbon, but rather its dissemination, which also happens in stars. When the nuclear fuel inside the core of the star runs out, the star implodes under the immense weight of the star. This implosion process produces an enormous amount of neutrinos, which interact with the matter around it. And this interaction is predicated on the weak nuclear force. Those neutrinos will rebound after the implosion, and it is this rebound mechanism that we call the supernova, the gigantic explosion that happens in stars. If the weak nuclear force were any weaker, the neutrinos would lack the energy to initiate that explosion. And if the weak nuclear force were any stronger, the neutrinos would then more actively interact with the matter around it, in both cases preventing the explosion and thus the dissemination of the carbon. So even though we were able to produce the carbon in the first place, if it wasn't for the weak nuclear force being at precisely the value it is, the carbon would not have been disseminated, and the consequence again is the same. There would be no life. So there you have it. Scientists embarked on a breathtaking journey of scientific discovery. Many with the unstated intent to disprove the existence of God. Instead, it seems they found the opposite, the exquisite proof of the existence of God. Another case of serendipity? Nah, design.